You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat, featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Yo, what up, guys? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity, here in studio with a very talented... He is a musician. He is an actor. You might have seen him on Broadway. You might have seen him on TV. You might just see him in the studio. We have the one and only Leon Thomas.
What's going on? How you feeling, brother?
I'm very excited to have you in here.
Man, thank you, bro.
Just even, especially based off our conversation right now, I think we're going to have a great show.
We're going to have a good time.
Now, you're going to be promoting your new single with album label mate, Wiz Khalifa. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa.
we're going to get into that a little later. But first, I want to pick your brain about some of the stuff that's been going on this week on Twitter.
Yeah, let's get it.
Number one is the Grammys were this week. Did you get a chance to watch it?
Yeah, I got a chance to check it out. It
was all really right, what cool. Were some of your high moments from the Grammys?
Here's the deal. Beyonce is one of the sexiest women on earth, really, and that performance was dope to me. I love the whole combination of her and her husband just being up there and just showing the world that they love each other. It's bomb. You know, right. It's true.
Beyonce definitely did it.
She did it right.
All right, so let's. I'm gonna give you some high moments for me, and let me know what you thought of them.
Yeah, man, do your thing.
Daft Punk, they won Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling about Daft Punk this year?
Well, I think Daft Punk, yeah, the sound is amazing. I think their whole marketing scheme, the helmets, and I mean, just the way that they've been able to rock it for years. I mean, they've been around for a very long time. I'm a huge fan, and they deserve everything that they get.
I love it because it's like, we don't even know if they're actually at the Grammys. They could be like on a yacht with Kanye West.
Chilling.
Like, where was Rihanna? Maybe she was really with the real Daft Punk.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Who are these two guys?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I saw some pictures online that are supposedly the guys from Daft Punk. And I mean, they look pretty cool. They're chill dudes. I mean, I'd love to hang with them.
What was it? The Blue Man Group kind of thing?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Which I can't even believe I just compared the two of those. Sorry.
Blue Man.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, not signed to anybody. They're right. Independent artists and swept.
Nah, they killed it.
They came in there with a broom and they were like, whoosh, whoosh.
I mean, this independent movement is a thing. I mean, I think it's great that they were able to do that. I mean, it's really proven a point that, you know, we're in a world that's changing. The internet means a lot more than it did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they learned how to use that. And what's funny is
Oh, all right. We're going to get into a whole little.
Nah, but I mean, they just really showed that you can do it yourself. And I think that's really important for our generation.
I mean, it's funny because if you were to go back, you know, what, 10, was it 10, maybe 12? I don't even want to just call my age out. But when Soulja Boy first came out and kind of the whole YouTube and the internet sensation, this is kind of, you know, it kind of fell flat for a while. Like, okay, how can we be creative and innovative now? Everyone's kind of doing the same thing. And I mean, this kind of gives hope to a lot of artists who are coming out there because music is just kind of being thrown out there. And some people get the golden ticket.
Exactly.
And some people don't. But this, you know, I feel like what they did, not only for independent artists, but even just for, I mean, they performed Same Love. And they had 33 marriages going at the same time. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I thought it was a little excessive with Madonna coming out. Like, the Queen Latifah thing was cool. But, you know, it made a statement. It was a big moment for them. It's interesting, though, because I don't know to tie this together, but if we go back, I don't know if you remember the other white hip-hop artist, Eminem, performed with Elton John, and that was a big stir in the gay community. And then you have Macklemore now with this. So I don't know. I don't know. It was a good moment for them. Congratulations, Malcolm.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any time to push limits, I think it's now.
Lord and Kacey Musgraves swept up a whole bunch of awards.
Oh, yeah.
And congratulations, Lord. You got Song of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, what a chick, man. She's been killing it.
And that dancing is dope. That you did on stage. Like, what was that?
Throwing salt.
Okay, one of my high moments was, and Beyonce's too.
Oh, yeah.
Was Pharrell's hat.
It was amazing. It was fly.
Way to make a stance on the carpet.
Killed it, man. Killed it. Like, the fact that we're still talking about it means that Pharrell won. That's right. The thing.
okay, well, people are saying who didn't win is rap music. Since hip-hop only had two performances, and the only rap award, there was only one rap award that actually made the broadcast.
Right.
People are upset about it. Do you feel like, but hey, you know, let's move our way into it. Let's not just try and rush it or...
I don't think it's about rushing anything. I mean, the Grammys is no different from any other organization. It's been around for a long time. And, you know, it takes time for things to truly evolve and to change. And I think, you know, next year we're definitely going to see some switch ups for, you know, how important of a role, you know, hip hop and the rap community is going to play within the Grammys. Because, I mean, you're seeing that Juicy J is now considered pop. I mean, some of these cats who are really out here, you know, killing the top 10 on Billboard are doing rap music. Right. So I think it's definitely going to be more important for years to come. But in due time, my brother, it's going to happen in the right time.
A really. High moment, Kendrick Lamar and Radio, what is it, Radio?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
That performance, though.
Really great.
Amazing.
Kendrick's a beast, man. He's so dope.
Who I was a little disappointed by, Katy Perry. She did this dark horse thing with Juicy. I will say the best part of the performance is that she brought Juicy J out to the Grammys.
Juicy's the man. Like, Juicy's the man.
An awesome move on Katy Perry's part. But I felt like it was like this, like, remember when Nicki Minaj did that whole church thing and Roman's Revenge?
Right.
I felt like it was a little play off of that, but it was supposed to be creepy and gothic-y, but it ended up being more like I was watching the Disney movie Hocus Pocus.
Whoa. Salt again.
A little bit.
Throwing
just
some more salt
bit.
On
just,
it.
You know, man,
I don't know. I think Katie's dope, man. She's dope. I mean, I think everybody has their moments where, you know, performance isn't that super crazy strong, but I don't really think that was one of her moments. I mean, I think she did all right, honestly.
And then another low moment of the night, which could have been a high moment. At the end, we had Queens of Stone Age, Nine Inch Nails, and Lindsey Buckingham performing. And Grammys, what the hell? It got interrupted by a Delta commercial, the Grammy credits, and a damn Criminal Minds promo.
Hey, man, we're all human.
We gotta pay bills, right?
Gotta pay them bills.
All right, but let's talk about Beyonce right now, because Beyonce did her performance, right? Yeah. Sexy, all that.
Just amazing.
Well, she's been getting a lot of slack because people are saying it was too sexy. It was not appropriate for her to be doing this
no
on the show.
Thing. What do you think? I think she's doing fine. She's amazing. And the thing is that the video that we all love was no different from what she did on that stage. And I just think people need to chill, like relax.
One comment I will say before I go into it is someone tweeted, Beyonce can twerk and dance dirty on stage, but if Miley does it, she's a horrible person.
That's a very interesting point.
I thought it was kind of
interesting. It's a very interesting point. I don't know what to say about it.
I think the way Beyonce and Jay-Z did it, it was tasteful. I think it was tasteful.
Tasteful because, I mean, she's married. She has a kid. It's definitely a different conversation, and I feel like Beyonce's definitely paid her dues. This is the first time we even saw Miley in that light. So, I mean, it was supposed to shock people. I think it did its job. Miley's performance did, and I don't really think there's a true comparison between the two at this point.
I mean, even one thing I will say to talk about class is the way Beyonce, when she did the surfboard thing, we all know what that reference
is. Yeah, we know what that's
about. But when Jay-Z turned around. So I like that she wasn't grinding on nothing. So for people to say that, I think that was the appropriate way to handle that situation.
I mean, yeah, Beyonce's a queen, man. She's the queen of class. All right, so now it's you're like, saying she's going to be all right.
But
what?
Jennifer Hudson didn't have anything nice to say. She said, girl, I can't. This is her quote. Sing about the same old things in music is so overrated. Sex, drinking, the club. Okay, especially sex. Whoa. Like, we are grown-ups. We ain't got over that. Like, really? Wow. Ain't you too old for that kind of thing? Can you talk about something else? I get annoyed with those things, but I can't answer the last question. Ooh, though I want to. And that was in reference to Beyonce's new album.
Man, so J-Hus throwing some salt too. What's up? God,
we just all at the Morton's factory.
Just throwing it. Like, nah, okay, I don't know what to say about that.
we're just going to move on from that. Macklemore. Macklemore took home Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance, and of course, Best New Artist. People are irritated. The Grammy Hip Hop Committee didn't want him to be up for all of these awards. People were irritated that he won all four of them. Macklemore sent a text to Kendrick, and it was posted where he said, "Yo, I robbed you. You totally should have won that." Kendrick was like, "It ain't nothing. Why are you saying that to me? Like, yeah, celebrate.
It's all good. I mean, like I said, right now is a great time with the hip-hop culture. I think we're really taking big steps. Kendrick's definitely one of the people leading, just killing it with the lyrics and the lyricism and just the way he was able to put together that album. I'm really looking forward to his sophomore album. I mm-hmm. think that's going to be amazing. And I personally feel like he deserved that Grammy, but I know that Macklemore is just, you know, they killed it, and they really pushed limits, like I said, and they really worked hard. So, I mean, who am I to say that? It's just, it happened how it happened, and I think Kendrick understands that, and I know he's going to go hard on his second album.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what I would like people to look at, you know, even though I do think Kendrick should have won it, yeah, I think there are a bunch of other people that I think should have, but yeah. I think we should look at, like, 3 years ago, we would have never gotten someone like Kendrick Lamar on the Grammys performing.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are. The internet, baby.
So what's next week? What's next year?
Oh, it's really about to get crazy. And I mean, that's what I'm excited about. It's just the progression within music. You know, the art of doing it yourself.
All right. Doing it yourself. Well, yeah. Prince is doing it himself, too. Uh-oh. Because Prince... I don't know if you've been reading, but Prince sued a whole bunch of his fans on Facebook. $22 million. That's $1 million for each bootlegger because they were posting concert footage that has not been released yet on Facebook.
Right.
So he's going to bring them to court. And then recently he just dropped the charges. As long as they took everything off, he said his people came out and said, "We recognize that fans are craving for as much material as possible, but we'd prefer they get it from us directly than from third parties who are scalpers rather than real fans of our work." Mm-hmm. I respect Prince for not going through with the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. I think we're in a time of age where we have a new generation who doesn't understand the CD market, the album market, the tape, you know, exactly. The actually going out and purchase. There are kids who are like, "Wait, what do you mean? You really have to pay for music? Like, it's on the internet."
Right.
So I like that he's approaching it from the sense of, all right, you know what? I'm not going to rape these people for $1 million because they probably don't have it.
Yeah. I mean, he's at this point making a point. He's saying to everybody, "Don't steal my stuff." And I mean, I couldn't think of a better way to do it than to really just go after some people who are actually putting his stuff up for free. Mm-hmm. I mean, he obviously didn't go through with it, but I think his point was made. We're still talking about it.
Right. So go ahead,
Prince. There it is. Go ahead. Do you think?
Go on with your bad self. All right. Bad self, Shakira and Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
They released this video, "Can't Remember to Forget You."
Right, right.
Off Shakira's upcoming album.
Mm-hmm. Been burning up
we're
the
not
radio,
even gonna say
man.
Anything. We're just gonna play the video because yeah, it was released last night. And boop,
let's check it out.
Follow, follow, follow. Oh, 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 oh. I can't remember to forget you. Oh, 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 oh. I keep forgetting I should let you go. But when you look at me, the only memory is a kissing.
Shakira, Rihanna, "Can't Remember to Forget You."
Oh, wait.
Thoughts?
Well, this is my first time seeing the video. Good Lord.
But you've heard the song before?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard the song. It's all over the radio, man. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. They look great. Yeah.
They look good.
I didn't know Shakira played instruments, too. That was tight.
Oh,
I didn't,
yeah. Go back to her first album, Laundry Service.
And that's amazing. I didn't know she was playing drums, though. She was getting it a little Sheila E. style.
Yeah. I've been a fan of Shakira for... since before her American debut. Mm-hmm. One thing that I really like about this, the song in general, is that she didn't compromise herself by putting Rihanna on the track.
Right.
You know, some people, they'll say, okay, well, we have to put Rihanna on this. We have to make it work for Rihanna. It flowed perfectly without it not being Shakira. It was a very Shakira-esque song.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And the video was... everything except the rant. We didn't show the clip, but there's a random bed in the middle of these staircase. I just can't with that part. I'm like, what is this? Are y'all out of ideas? Because I can help y'all. I got plenty
you,
of
got you got the ideas, huh?
Yes. All right. Leon Thomas, yes, let's get into you, sir.
Okay, cool.
So you started on Broadway.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you get into that?
Really random. My mom's a singer as well, and she was going to a rehearsal and brought me with her, and her friend was like, oh my gosh, you have the same exact haircut as the young Simba in Lion King. You should definitely audition. I don't know if you can sing, but try it out. My mom didn't even know that I could sing at the time. And, you know, she worked with me on the audition. And literally in a week, I went from just being a regular kid to starring on Broadway.
And I know how intense Broadway is. Yeah. So at that age, what was that like for you? Going to school and, you know, having to rest your voice and...
I don't know. It was fun for me. It was like a playground. I mean, in the show, you know, I have a harness on and I get lifted up into the air. You know, I'm running, I'm doing backflips, I'm singing, I'm dancing. It was one of the most fun experiences I've ever really had to do. And it was like a playground for me, honestly. It was a good time.
So you go from Broadway.
Yeah.
And now you're moving into the world of acting.
Right.
I mean, what's the difference for you before we get into it? You're on Nickelodeon's Victorious.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between acting on Broadway versus acting in television? Was that hard transition for you?
It wasn't a tough transition because even on Broadway, I think there's a root you have to have within yourself, a natural essence to your acting that doesn't feel too forced. But the difference between Broadway and TV is that with Broadway, you kind of got to project a little bit more. Your movements have to be a little more fierce just because at this point, you know, you're trying to perform for the people all the way in the back of the auditorium, you know. So when you're acting, you know, your movements can be a little bit smaller, but you still have to have the same energy.
Was it difficult for you?
It wasn't really difficult for me. Like I said, I mean, acting and music in this industry is fun for me. And I think it has to be that for anybody who decides to make this their career because it, you know, you got to enjoy it. You spend way too much time doing it. If you didn't enjoy it, it's just not worth it.
And you had a good cast for Victorious.
Yeah, really great cast.
And from there, you move on and you're working on Ariana Grande's album.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I knew her before the whole thing off of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you see her going? How did you get involved with the project, really?
Man, it was so random. Because, I mean, while doing Victorious, we used to be in the schoolroom just pretty much going back and forth on different ideas of where we saw ourselves in 10 years and what we wanted to be and how we saw ourselves musically.
Where did you see yourself musically?
Well, I really want to be a mogul. I really want to be a mogul. I want to be able to be an artist like Diddy was and run a really great business and also be involved on the label side of things and produce for people. So, I mean, I'm looking to do a lot, but I know that it's going to go down for me. And for her, I always saw this Whitney-type vibe, this big voice, this diva style, this, you know, just great personality that she has to show through her music. And she came by the studio and heard a couple songs we were doing and ended up cutting them. And next thing I knew, I had 4 or 5 songs on her album. Yeah.
On a multi-selling album.
Man. It was number one in 30 countries,
life
kind of
changes.
Life definitely switched up. And, you know, what's great now is I can walk in any room and say, all right, I've been a part of something really great. And we're just looking forward to keep that up. Yeah.
Now, before we get into your own music, who were some of your influences? Because I also see that you're working with Babyface and Toni Braxton.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell?
That album's That's coming out epic. Really soon. I actually just got the album last night to check out the song that we did. And man, that was like a dream. I mean, I've been working under Babyface as, you know, one of his production people and one of his writing partners, and it's just been so amazing, man, just to be under him and to learn from a genius. I mean, he's had over like 30 number ones, and it's like to come from somebody who's been so successful. I mean, I'm just hoping it rubs off, honestly.
Well, what's something that he's kind of said to you throughout the years that kind of sticks in your brain?
I respect his writing process. He's somebody who can double think a first idea. He can go through and really look through a song and say, okay, this is what it needs to be, you know, rather than putting something down and just calling it that for the rest of, you know, that song's life. I mean, he can actually, you know, the art of editing, you know, and really like going in there and making something perfect.
And that was something that was kind of difficult for you?
Well, not difficult for me, but, you know, coming from a young place where we see these videos on YouTube of Jay-Z going in the booth, you know, 5 minutes and coming out with a song, and you think, okay, it shouldn't be that hard to do. I can do that too. But, you know, coming from this more classic style of writing where you really look at each lyric and talk about what it means and just really make some sense, you know, paint a story for people. It's definitely a different mindset to be in.
So other than Babyface, who else kind of influenced the art of Leon?
Well, it's funny we were talking about Prince. My dad was a huge Prince fan. So growing up, I've listened to probably every Prince song ever recorded. everyone.
And your favorite?
Yeah, I really love Earthquake. That joint is crazy. And I love Purple Rain. You know, that song means a lot to me. My pops used to play that all the time growing up. And it's just such an emotional record. And Prince is just one of my favorites, man. He's amazing.
Now, you're working on your own album.
Yeah.
You have a mixtape out.
Right.
Tell us the difference between your mixtape, the sound of your mixtape, versus the sound of your album that you're working on.
Well, I think my album, the goal for the album is to reach something that can be more of a mass appeal. The mixtape for me was just an open space of creativity for me to just release for my fans, for them to really see exactly what goes on in my head, the type of things I like to listen to, just give them a taste of that. And then over time, I'm really going to grow with my fans so that I can take them to that more mature place. But I had to set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
And Vibes was definitely that tone. It was a little bit more organic, old school type tones. You know, I used a lot of the chill wave DJs tracks like K-Trinada, XXYYXX, and I kind of just did my own thing. I'm like a big fan of the UK sound right now, so I'm playing with it.
And you guys can get that over at Dat Piff, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can check it out at Dat Piff, and yeah, it was just a really good time for me. But this album is I'm really aiming for that top 10 record, and I'm just trying to make sure that I can get something that everybody can rock with.
Well, and so let's talk about the album, because you have a single out. It's called Hello, Who Are You?
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of already blessed. You're starting, your first single is with Wiz Khalifa.
Man, thanks a lot, brother. It was crazy to get him on that. That was
now,
amazing.
Now, explain this to me.
Mm-hmm.
We have what's called a visualizer.
Right.
Yeah. What? I've never heard of this term. What is a visualizer?
Well, Benji Grinberg, who's the president of Rostrum Records, we sat down and we thought of some different ways to kind of hold my fans over with something visual they can watch while they check out my song.
Until we
get the actual video. And we've been working hard on the music video. We went through a lot of different edits. I wanted to make it perfect, and we finally got it right, and Columbia's approving it right now, so we'll have about a week and a half before it's...
Boop.
Before it's, you know, ready to be out in the world. But we wanted to give people something they could watch while they checked out my record, and that visualizer was it.
So we're going to play a clip of Hello, How Are You to the visualizer.
Yeah, check it out.
Through my phone, pass by your number. Yeah, do you remember? Yeah, do you remember? Last December, I lent you my sweater. Yeah, do you have it? On my way to work, I can grab it. I'll bring you something to eat. Anything, girl, it's on me.
It's been a year since we broke it off. Been a year since we spoken. I just figured I'd hit you up, hit you up. Ow. Girl, it's worth a shot. So I gotta say, it's been a long time. Hello, how are you? You've been on my mind. Hello, how are you? We've been here, people, what we used to do. Tonight, tonight, I'ma take a chance. Hello, how are you? Can I fit in your plans? Hello, how are you? We've been here, people, what we used to do. Tonight, tonight, scrolling down the screen, pass by your picture. I saw someone with ya. I hope he ain't with ya. And girl, you looking fine. Oh, 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 my, better than I left ya. So girl, let's pick it up where we left off. Over a small bite to eat. Anything, girl, it's a me. Yeah, yeah. It's been a year since we broke it off. Been a year since we spoken. I just figured I'd hit you up, hit you up. Girl, it's worth a shot, so I gotta say.
All right, there we have it. Leon Thomas, Hello, How Are You, featuring Wiz Khalifa.
Yes, sir.
You guys can check that out on your YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wiz Khalifa, what can we expect? Other features on the album, or you kind of want to... I know a lot of people say it's my first album, so I want to, you know, kind of it just be me, my sound. What are your takes on that?
Well, I think help is always necessary. But, you know, I just want to do my own thing. And then whoever falls in line, I think will just make sense. We've got some really awesome records. It's a really dope live sound to compliment Hello, How Are You?
Yeah.
And, you know, at the core of everything, I'm a musician. And I just really want to show that. That's my message. You know, I want to bring that live sound back, bring some of that flavor back to the industry, you know. It's a different thing, and with artists like Miguel and Frank Ocean and Bruno Mars doing as well as they are, I just feel like there's hope for me to just do what I want to do.
I definitely think so. I like, one thing I really like about your music is it's outside of the box. It's not, you can't label your music,
man, thanks, bro,
anything specifically. Where there are some R&B artists or artists that I've grew up to, and you know, fell in love with their music, and then it kind of, they had to go back to that mainstream sound. I think you yeah. found your own sound. I think it's unique. It's different. Has a little bit of, you know, today, yeah. but at the same time, it's its own lane, fresh. And again, it's bringing the sound of music back. I can listen to this and feel, oh, this song has soul to it.
Man,
which
thanks, bro.
is missing in a lot of today's
right.
music.
Yeah.
So I love that, you know, the new artists that are coming in today are really trying to put the stamp on that. 2014 mm-hmm. is here. It's coming. what's something that, other than your album, you really want musically to kind of establish this year as a new artist?
As a new artist, I'm so excited to get on the road. I mean, I feel like my live show is really going to give people just something special to walk away with. You know, seeing somebody on stage playing a couple instruments and dancing his butt off and really just doing his own thing.
Who knows how to work a stage? I mean,
yeah, I could work a stage.
The biggest stage is Broadway. So
that's what I'm saying.
You can
yeah,
work
yeah.
that.
yeah, you really gotta work a stage. And I just want to give people an experience. You know, I want them to walk away feeling like they really had something. So, I mean, that's my goal.
Now, the visualizer was clips from
the music video.
Yeah. So now with the music video, did you go into it saying, here's the song, you know, this is what I would like to kind of represent? Or did you have a director who kind of said, well, I love the song, this is where I think we should go with it?
Well, yeah, it was a very quick process. I mean, last minute, we knew that we only had Wiz for, you know, a couple of days, a couple of different dates. And, we had to kind of turn it around in a week. So I had this idea in the back of my head the whole time, based off of a New York City bus. And we used the bus throughout the whole music video. And I got Wiz on top of a bus doing his thing. And it's just a really good time, man. We really turned the whole thing into a party. And it was definitely a collaborative effort between me and Bernard Gorley. And we just killed it.
And visually, I like the lighting. I like the wash fades of red, the blue.
Right, yeah.
It's so simple, but it adds so much.
It's a flavor.
To the song.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a flavor, and it's something that I think is really important. You know, I'm a big fan of indie music, and I love some of the visuals that are paired up with some of these moody records. It really gives you a tone. You kind of feel a certain emotion when you watch it, and I mean that's what I'm looking forward to giving y'all.
You have a new movie coming out this year.
Yeah, Badasses.
Badasses. Actually, before I get into that, you're working on this album, your album. You were working on with Ariana Grande, her album, her Christmas album, Babyface, Toni Braxton.
Yeah.
Is there someone else? If you could work with somebody right now, who would it be?
If I could work with somebody right now, I really want to work with Miguel and Frank Ocean. I think like I can really add an interesting taste to their production style. Like I feel like I have something that people haven't even heard yet. Like some of the stuff that me and my production partner have been creating, it's locked up in a box. Like literally nobody's heard it. So I'm excited to let some of that sound out, and hopefully, you know, they'll hear it through the grapevine and you know, ask me to come play. It'd be tight. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, let's get into it. Badasses action movie. How'd you get involved with the project? You're working with Danny Trejo and Danny Glover?
Yeah, super dope, man. I mean, and these fellas have been in thousands of, you know, action films, and I was just so glad to be a part of it, man. I learned a lot from them. I mean, Danny Trejo was definitely taking me under his wing the whole movie and just showing me, like, different things that he likes to do, you know, his technique as an actor. And, you know, movies are always a little bit different than TV, so
how
it was
so?
A nice adjustment. You know, TV is very similar to Broadway. That's why I was saying Broadway and TV aren't that different. You have to have a certain energy. It's very active. Movies, literally, you have to come from inside and kind of stay there. You have to make sure that you're speaking with your eyes. And I was trying to do that throughout the whole, you know, process, man, just really give people, you know, a different side of my acting.
What's the premise of the movie about?
Well, Danny Trejo plays his vigilante. He pretty much goes out and does his thing. He's kind of like fighting a lot of different things. You know, my character is a drug dealer, and he also helps him out at the boxing ring. And you know, he's pretty much just trying to get back at some people who burned down his his whole situation, and I'm just playing a sidekick, killing it off.
They have it. So now, Badasses, it comes out this year. Your album dropping this year,
yeah.
Video in like a week or two.
Yeah,
we'll hope. But,
no set date, but yeah, yeah. Soon.
Soon. Where can everyone get all of your information? Do you have a website? Where can fans follow you? Are you interactive with your fans?
Yeah, I mean, most importantly, you should definitely check out my Instagram, @LeonThomas. You can always get some great updates there. Twitter is a great place as well. And then you can also check out LeonThomas.com. So it's all pretty simple. If you know my name, you know how to find me.
And when can we expect a tour?
Tour super soon. I'm trying to hit these colleges. I want to hit these HBCUs and just get out there and do my thing.
There you guys have it. Leon Thomas, new single, Hello, How Are You?
That's
with
that.
Wiz Khalifa. I want to get into this thing we do here. It's called the Six Mix. So we're going to play six songs that everyone should go out and download after they download Hello, How Are You?
Yeah, do it.
And also go to datpiff.com and download Vibes.
Vibes, check it.
Now, it's funny, you worked with Danny Glover. And Nicki Minaj just put her verse on the Danny Glover remix.
Such a dope song. I think it's funny.
So it's by Young Thug. Let's listen to the Danny Glover remix.
Who the fuck told them that they was like Nicki? Oh, no, bitches didn't. I'ma give bitches a minute to shine and I'll tell them good riddance. To raise a child, it might take a village. But I wouldn't know because these bitches my sons. Yes, they was and they still is. Gave them the kitten. Now that nigga smitten.
told him to hop in my foreign, and then I said, no, I'm just kidding. Hell of a living. You bitches on chitlins. When I come out of my mansion, I sprinkle...
Nicki Minaj on the remix of Danny Glover remix. Nicki is just, she, I don't know if you knew her, PTAF, Boss Ass Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj got on that, one of the hottest, like, underground YouTube sensational songs.
So funny.
which, they're about to come out with their music. I'm really excited about it, yeah.
Oh, wow, got that's going to be
got
funny.
Got them signed.
Really?
Yeah, I was really excited.
That's so
they
dope.
Did their first performance Grammy weekend.
Right.
I love them. I do. It's just a little
it's
personal
so funny.
Thing.
Funny, yeah. It's so good.
So Nicki Minaj got on that track. She's working on a mixtape right now and an album.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's been quiet for a minute. I heard we're going to get the old Nicki back, the
right.
Queen's Nicki.
Yeah.
Which hopefully, I'm excited. So check that. That's coming out soon. Next, DJ K Slay. Now, I almost didn't want to put this because... But I had to because it's Vado and Papoose, and I'm from the East Coast,
yeah,
so I just
yeah.
had to direct this. It's called Fire, but I just can't with these. I promise y'all when I drop a mixtape, like, I will not put my damn thing over the damn song. I can't with, no, mixtape, like, I just can't with that. And call it salt, call it whatever you want. I just can't. All right, but it's DJ K Slay, Vado, Papoose, and the singer is Nathaniel. It's called Fire.
This here gon' be sun, the witness.
Big shout to Good Productions.
Like a gym.
On the track.
Steady on the ground, I'm on a mission. You know we got that
on the dirt, you know what's under the shirt. We had to shoot for the turf, niggas shoot to get murked. Before I bring the ladder, put the little Rugers to work. Run the business where I put the little shooters to work. Got the Reggie for the dollar, three stacks for the sour. Chain smoker running through three packs every hour. Take a nigga strip so quick, we make it ours. Leave him in a tub full of...
DJ K Slay, Vado, Papoose, Nathaniel, Fire. Both of those, and that and the Danny Glover remix are on datpiff.com. Y'all can check that out. Now this next one, we spoke about this earlier. YG's dropping his first EP in March. Dang. I'm excited about it. He's working with DJ Mustard, who has just been like, I mean, Jesus had a conversation with this man at the beginning of the year. And was like, look, you about to get ready. it's called YG. I mean, it's YG Left Right. Let's take a listen. The video's up, so make sure you guys check that out too.
Okay. Told her bust it open. She said, okay. But what she wearing? Chanel and Dolce. How she bought it? Beat up like OJ. Skirt, skirt on the fish, nigga. How much time that you got for a rich nigga? I need action, I'll relax. And then the bitch knows I'm nasty. So, taking her by the legs on his dick like a fracture. Right left. Hit her with that right left. I got that best stroker. I don't need no bike test. My dick work, girl. I don't need no mic check. No panties on.
YG featuring DJ Mustard, Left Right. DJ Mustard is rapping in the video. Like, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. All
right. Yeah.
I approved that. I love the song. I like the sound of it. I like the little Middle Eastern kind of flair to it.
Yeah, it's that West Coast. It's fun, man. It's real good times.
Next, had to give it to the East Coast again. Cameron featuring A-Track. This is Humphrey off of Federal Reserve, which is going to be coming out. I'm excited. I love Cameron, and he brought his own sound back. Here we go.
It's always trying to doubt a nigga right here. I ain't never really lost nothing, man.
Dame said I'm buggy cause I wanna fight B-Hop. I said I'll fuck him up after 2 months of detox. Besides that, 8 mil for Reebok. I take him to the bar, paw, that's 33 shots. He telling me I need 9. He must not remember young killer that hustled in his weed spot when he had the black legs and I boost treetops. Somebody talk about him, then they would've got a speed knot. This is when me and Hud sorta ran the G-spot. Older niggas left and we came in with green top.
Cameron, A-Track, Humphrey. You a Cameron fan?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm thankful he's coming back. He's been quiet for too long. We don't need to do any of those movies. next, Big Boy Sade, Fantogram, which I've never heard of Fantogram, but I gotta check it out because this song's dope. Have you heard this yet?
No, I haven't heard this
CPU 2.0, Big Boy, Sade, they slay this.
Show me what's good.
That's blown in the wind, friend. Pretend that this life is but a dream, then reality sees in. The fantasy begins and it never ends. We like to role play, throw on some cold play. Go get some drugs and alcohol, fuck up a whole day. Now we trapped in the matrix. Bobby brother, I should make a move, nigga.
Big Boy is everything.
Everything,
though. Everything.
Outkast is coming back, too. Yes. So that's like super exciting for me because I'm a huge Outkast.
You're
going to
be
fan.
At Coachella?
Oh, yeah. I'm there every year, man. I love it.
CPU 2.0, that's on iTunes. You guys can check that out. Final song, it's this artist, CJ Hilton, featuring Mario, and it's called Come. C-O-M-E.
Be your flashlight in the dark. You the fire. Be the spark. You the player. While I'm the keys. You the air. I'm the tree. I'll be your fan. Shoot a star, you today, and I'm tomorrow, you the bed, I'm the sheets, so when I come, baby, come with me, let me love you, let me love you.
May y'all have it, CJ Hilton featuring Mario, Come. I had to cut that little clip because it's called C-O-M-E, but it gets real explicit with the chorus, and normally I don't mind it, but I mean, we'd be playing everything on
right.
But that chorus needed to be chopped up. I was like, what?
It's crazy, huh?
I don't want to hear that on the
too
show.
Too much, man. Too much.
All right, Mario. Mario's been real excited lately, huh? Well, we're excited. We want you to come back, Mario. What the hell? Well, you thought he was over there?
Yeah, man. I thought Mario was over there. I was like, oh, whoa. Where's he at?
So you guys can get some of those on datpiff.com as well as iTunes. The YG song and the Big Boy are on iTunes. The rest you can get at datpiff for free. Again, along with Leon Thomas, Vibes, mixtape at datpiff.com. Also, make sure you guys check out Leon Thomas featuring Wiz Khalifa.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? On YouTube.
Yeah.
And check out the single on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boop. iTunes as well.
Leon, I want to thank you for coming in.
I appreciate
the conversation.
Yeah.
Again, where can your fans follow you?
You can follow me at Twitter at Leon Thomas, Instagram at Leon Thomas, and check me out, leonthomas.com.
Make sure you stay tuned for the tour. It's coming.
It's coming,
y'all. It's coming. All right, and you guys can hit us up at BHL Online, also on Instagram at TheBeatTV. And you guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.